of October on a bright and sunny day. 1936 they set out on their way. There were two boys and a woman, 207 men, and a dog known as Paddy, who left and returned again. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. As they marched along the highways with many miles to go, the TUC and opposition didn't want to know. The government disapproved of this their last resort, while the Bishop of Jarrah gave his blessing, not support. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. Miles they marched and on the way found fame, arriving in London town in the pouring rain. They marched to the House of Commons and into history, led by Ellen Wilkinson and Davy Riley. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. Their petition with the speaker who was there, it was dumped in a bag at the rear of his chair. A petition for the right to work with 12,000 names, and 50 years to the day, nothing's really changed. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. The 5th of October on a bright and sunny day, 1986 they set out on their way. It's 50 years later now, they're marching again for jobs, to a local politician, they're barbarians and yobs. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. Miles they marched for the right to earn their pay, arriving in London town on a bright November day. When Parliament reopened its doors for work once more, they left their petition like their forefathers before. They were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne. Yes, they were the Jarrah Marchers, unemployment was their crime. Marching down to London town from Jarrow on the Tyne.